Kadar slowing things down to Parker Yon. Back out to Mason Yon. 30 seconds left. Ron Rubel calling for the last shot to his senior point guard. Also small forward, also shooting guard for the Pirates, Mason Yon. Large majority of the offense right there. Dribbling at midcourt. Being defended by about 7 feet. No count, and there we go. Now to the right block to Smoglinski. 8 seconds left. Smoglinski over to the left wing to Finkel. Pulls up for three. This one's no good. Rebounds brought in by Krieger. 1 second left. Mason Yon takes it. This one is short, and we've reached the end of the first quarter with a two-point ball game. Harbor Beach 8, Sandusky 6, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Back on the ranch, Jack Sheridan starts out the scoring for the Redskins in the quarter as he puts it in for two. And Parker Yon gets blocked at the right wing. Coming over the top was Nelson. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say his last touch by a white jersey. Sandusky ball trying to take the lead for the second time tonight. 7:34 left in the second.
It was a nice block, and usually Parker on the giving end.
Inbound to Carlson. Full court press here, man-to-man for Harbor Beach. Carlson's getting dribbled through it. And over to Nelson. Breaks the press. Back to Carlson, resets the offense. 7:20 left in the second quarter, 8-8 tie. Carlson to Sheridan, right wing to the tie, high post to Nelson, out into the corner. Back to the top to Carlson, thought about taking the three. Now down to Krieger on the baseline, going against a much shorter number four, Nathan Seaman. Offense rebound for Nelson, he puts that in for 2 points. He has six of Sandusky's 10 in their back out to another lead, 8-10. Sandusky leading. Kadar takes the three. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Krieger. And here comes Sandusky. All things clicking for the Redskins suddenly in the second quarter. 10-8. They lead the Pirates. 6:40 left in the first half. Nelson at the left wing to the short corner. Krieger pulls up for the jump shot. This one's good. 2 points for Ben Krieger. We have a timeout called by Ron Ribble and the Harbor Beach Pirates. 6.5 play in the left in the second quarter. It is going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here on this one. Sandusky 12, Harbor Beach 8, the largest lead of the night so far for the Redskins, comes with 6:32 left in the second quarter. John Mooney, your thoughts?
Yeah, Sandusky has been peppering the inside like you wouldn't believe, and they haven't really been shooting all that great. They were 3 for 16 in the first quarter for 18%, and things were just not falling for them. And now all of a sudden, Tyler Nelson is going to go ahead and show up on the inside. He's starting to get open, shaking off a little bit, being more comfortable in there. But now just the presence of putting in Ben Krieger, that has also loosened up the Pirates a little bit as far as their defense is concerned. So they're going to have to do a little bit to shore that up.
Sandusky had 6 points in the entire first quarter. In the first 88 seconds, they have a 6-0 run on themselves to lead 12-8. Leading Harbor Beach by 4 points in Harbor Beach. Mason Yon dribbling to the right wing. Back up to Parker Yon, over to Devin Puff, left wing. Wide open there, he can't take the three. Skip pass over to Anderson, right wing. At the right elbow, one dribble back to Puff, left wing.
They're not even guarding Puff.
Over to Anderson. Left, right wing, down to the baseline. Nothing there. Takes the mid-range jump shot. This one's way short into the hands of Nelson. Here comes Sandusky with a four-point lead. Carlson taking his time up court. Right to left across your radio.
Chances are they're going on the inside.
Carlson dribbling to his right against Anderson. Over to the right wing to Stoutenberg. Stoutenberg feeds it into Nelson. That's Krieger. Loses a handle on it and is stolen away by Devin Puff and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Fifth turnover for Sandusky. Jan over to Parker Jan inside the lane. The floater's up. This one's off the glass in for two. Parker Jan has 6 points, and we're down to a two-point lead for Sandusky. 12-10, 5.5 left in the first half.
When Harbor Beach gets out of the fast break, good things happen for them.
Jack Sheridan over to Nelson for the free throw jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Puff. And here comes Harbor Beach, trailing by 2 points. Mason Jan at the right wing, dribbling mid-range, short corner. This jump shot's no good. Rebound still loose. And Carlson has it for the Redskins. Now to the hands of Jack Sheridan. Cross timeline, right to left. Leading 12-10 over Harbor Beach. Carlson to the right wing. Dribbling against Anderson. To Nelson, to high post, down to low post to Krieger. And he's going to be pushed. Krieger's pushed Puff right down and goes out of bounds. It'll be charged a turnover. That's the sixth for the Redskins and Harbor Beach ball. Substitution for Harbor Beach, Dylan Kadar.
Sandusky just showed the high-low package that they have on offense. But the first time that they kind of set it up was having Nelson shoot one from the free throw line. And then all of a sudden you're finding Krieger kind of sneaking in there and seeing if there's an open spot.
Kadar has it at the left wing to Parker Jan, left elbow. Into Smiglinski in the blow post, off the glass, in for two. Nice, gentle touch from the big man. Smiglinski is 4, and we're tied at 12. That's the fifth tie in this ball game. We've had two lead changes. 12-12, 4 minutes, 25 seconds left in the second quarter. At left wing, Stoutenberg backed out to Lee. Carlson for 3, right wing. This one is in and out, no good. Rebound Kadar. Harbor Beach starting to rebound a little bit better. They have 8 rebounds. Sandusky with 14. Parker Jan at the right wing dribbles down into the lane. This kicks it back out to Smiglinski. Smiglinski can't hang on to it. Back out to Kadar, top of the key. That could have been disaster for the Pirates. Kadar off the glass, way too strong. Rebound brought in by Sheridan and the Redskins. 12-12, left way through the second quarter. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. Over to left wing, Stoutenberg. Down to Nelson. Double team comes there. He puts it to the floor, and it's going to result in a turnover. Actually, it's still loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow, Harbor Beach, as Sandusky got the ball to start the second quarter. So Harbor Beach getting a little scrappy here, keeping him in this ball game. Starting to double team Nelson, starting to shut him down. He had 4 points in the first quarter of Sandusky's 6 points. Anderson in the left wing. Back up to Parker Jan, being guarded by Lee. Into Smiglinski, back out to Kadar in the right corner. At the short corner.
Nice
smooth jump shot from Dylan Kadar, the sophomore. His first points of the night, and we have another lead change. 14-12, Harbor Beach by 2 points. Top of the key, Sheridan dribbling against Kadar. Picks up his dribble, feeds it over to Stoutenberg. Stoutenberg dribbling against Mason Jan, back to Lee. To Carlson, to Sheridan, down to Nelson against Smiglinski. Goes up, and if Smiglinski's going to be called for the foul as Nelson goes up for the layup and he's fouled, he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. This will be Smiglinski's first personal and just the second team foul against the Pirates, both teams with just 2 fouls.
Tyler Nelson in the first quarter went to the foul line, was 0 for 2. He's got 2 more chances. We have a timeout.
We have a 30-second timeout. We'll return in 30 seconds. Harbor Beach leading 14-12, 3:07 left in the second quarter.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning 3 generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
Nelson at the free throw line, misses his first, coming out of that 30-second timeout called by Tristan Pennington. Harbor Beach 14, Sandusky 12. One more free throw coming from Tyler Nelson.